This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has laid a strong emphasis on Atmanirbhar Bharat, stating that India's biggest enemy is its dependence on foreign countries and the nation must overcome it. He stressed the importance of domestic production across all sectors, from semiconductor chips to ships. Mr. Modi was speaking at the Samudra Se Samruthi event in Gujarat's Bhavnagar yesterday.
देश के विकास के संकल्प को हम दूसरों की निर्भरता पर नहीं छोड़ सकते, हम भावी पीढ़ी के भविष्य को दांव पर नहीं लगा सकते और इसलिए भाइयों बहनों, 100 दुखों की एक ही दवाई है और वो है आत्मनिर्भर भारत। लेकिन इसके लिए हमें दूसरे देशों पर अपनी निर्भरता लगातार कम करते जाना होगा।
Later in the day, Prime Minister Modi reviewed the progress of the National Maritime Heritage Complex, NMHC, at ancient town of Lothal near Ahmedabad. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, once completed, NMHC will be the world's largest maritime museum and it will showcase India's ancient maritime traditions while serving as a hub for tourism, research, education and skill development. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh will embark on an official visit to Morocco beginning today. This will mark the first ever visit of a Raksha Mantri to the North African nation, highlighting the growing strategic convergence between India and Morocco. In a social media post, Mr. Singh said, during the visit, Mr. Singh will hold a bilateral meeting with his Moroccan counterpart, Abdeltif Loudiyi, to strengthen defence, strategic and industry cooperation. He will also attend the inauguration of Tata Advanced Systems Maroc's new manufacturing facility for the wheeled armoured platform at Barshid. This facility is the first ever Indian defence manufacturing plant in Africa. The White House has issued a major clarification regarding United States' new H-1B visa policy that caused confusion and panic in the tech industry, saying that a $100,000 fee will be a one-time payment imposed on only new applicants. White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt issued a clarification yesterday, hours before the new policy is set to come into effect today. In a social media post, Ms. Levitt said, those who already hold H-1B visas are currently outside of the country right now and will not be charged $100,000 fee to re-enter. It will not affect renewals or current visa holders. Furthermore, the proclamation will also not impact the ability of any visa holder to travel to and from the United States. India has said it is examining the implications of the United States' decision to impose $100,000 fee on H-1B visa applications, but stressed that the measure could have humanitarian consequences. Meanwhile, the government has advised all its missions and posts to extend all possible help to Indian nationals who are travelling back to the US in the next 24 hours or so. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal will lead a delegation to the United States tomorrow to accelerate talks on trade deal. The ministry, in a statement, said the delegation plans to take forward the discussions with a view to achieving an early conclusion of a mutually beneficial trade agreement. The festival of Mahalya is being observed in different parts of the country today. Mahalya marks the end of Pitru Paksh Shraddh and the beginning of Durga Puja festivities. Mahalya is considered to be the day goddess Durga defeated the demon Mahishasur. On this day, Bengalis traditionally wake up in the morning to listen to Mahishasur Mardini, an audio montage of Chandi Path recitation from the scriptural verses of Sri Sri Chandi. Then they proceed to make food and water offerings to their ancestors. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Union Home Minister Amit Shah have extended their greetings on the occasion of Shubho Mahalya. In Asia Cup T20 cricket, India will face Pakistan in the second Super 4 clash in Dubai today. The match is scheduled to begin at 8 p.m. IST. This will be the second meeting between the two sides in the tournament. India secured a convincing 7-wicket victory over Pakistan in their group stage encounter last week. And that is the end of this news bulletin.